Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now we saw, last week if you were here, we looked at two or three references to the slanderous talk and saw that it can bring judgment. Remember we saw the leader with his 50 come to get the prophet and said, "Man of God, get down here." He said, "Well, if I'm a man of God, let fire come down and consume you and your 50. Whew. Burn them up." The second bunch, even more irreverent and disrespectful. "You man of God," the king says, "get down here now." He said, "Well, if I am a man of God, let fire come down, burn you up in your fish." Did this really happen or not?
It did.
It did. It's in the Bible. How many know running your mouth can cost you? The third one came. And he knelt down. There's 102 guys burn up recently. Same spot he was standing in. He said, "Oh, man of God." How many think he said "man of God" in a different way than the previous? "Oh, man of God, let my life and the life of these men be valuable, precious in your sight. And don't let happen to us what happened to these others." And the angel of the Lord told him, go with him. And they were spared. This is such a perfect illustration of our text. These others showed disrespect where their lives were treated as insignificant and burn up in a moment. These men, this leader, he showed respect and treated the man of God as important and asked him to let their lives have some importance in his eyes, and it did. When you show honor, you receive honor. You treat with contempt, you will be treated with contempt. I think the other side of this is what people haven't seen. You treat things as unimportant and insignificant, your things are going to be treated as insignificant and unimportant. And then we saw those youths yelling at the man of God, "Old Baldy, old no hair, get on out of here." They're talking about the man of God that stands at the forefront of the prophet's ministry in the whole earth. And did you know, the Bible said, two she-bears came out of the woods and tore 42 of them. Mauled 42. Now, I didn't notice that until just recently. 42? There was a mob of insult-hurling adolescents out there. 42? There must have been more than 42. I guess there's some 50-plus obscenity-yelling youths. And the Lord just didn't stand for it. He didn't allow for it. So this kind of disrespect can bring judgment. When Ananias and Sapphira stood up and lied in Peter's face, how many of that's about as disrespectful as you can be? Look somebody in the eye and lie to them? Try to deceive them? Well, they fell dead right on the spot. That's New Testament, isn't it? And we talked about, well, why don't we see more things like that today? I mean, not that you're wanting to, but why don't we see? I mean, fire falling out of the sky, burning up people, people just falling dead. Did it really happen or not?
Yeah.
It did. Well, why don't we see more? The Bible said judgment must first begin at the house of God. We made the comment, if it did come in full measure, how much of the church would we lose before people got a handle on it? I want us to be ready. How about you? I don't want to lose much of my church. I want the power of God to be cranked way up in the earth, and I want us to have enough sense to know how to speak reverently and to respond with proper honor and respect so judgment does not come. Notice in Matthew 5, are you there? Can you take a little bit more? Matthew 5 and 22, Jesus said this. Jesus said, whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Now notice that you're angry with your brother without a cause. There's no reason for you to be angry with your brother, and yet you are. Why would somebody be angry with somebody else and there's no cause? Well, there's all kind of reasons. You ever seen somebody talk bad to a person and show out in a situation because they were embarrassed or because their pride was hurt some way or another, and the person, other person hadn't done a thing? They just took it out on them because they felt bad or embarrassed or insecure or whatever. And he said, whoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger. Didn't say he would go directly to hell. Said he was in danger of hell fire. Now this is very, very serious. What's he talking about? Listen to the Amplified. I think it really brings out some light here. He said, whoever speaks contemptuously and insultingly to his brother shall be liable to and unable to escape the punishment imposed by the council. And whoever says, you cursed fool, you empty-headed idiot, shall be liable and to and unable to escape the hell of fire. This epitomizes what we've been endeavoring to express all morning. Why would you say that to your brother? What are you trying to do? You empty-headed, good-for-nothing, worthless piece of flesh, you blankety-blank, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to do? Why would you say anything like this to anybody, especially a brother? Why? You are endeavoring to demean them, to devalue them, and you're trying to convince them that they are worthless and failures and idiots. And he says, you're in danger of hell fire. Jesus the Master said this. Why? Because friend, if you're talking like that, you are absolutely yielding to the devil. He's talking through you. Did you hear this, friends? Because there's no way God wants to try to convince one of His children that they're worthless. Because they are not, they're anything but worthless to Him. They are worth more than all the gold, all the silver, all the mountains, all the oceans, all the planets. Jesus didn't die for the earth. This green religion is a substitute for the worship of God. It's described in Romans. It is worshiping the creation more than the Creator. There is no such thing as Mother Nature. Doesn't exist. Jesus didn't die for the mountains or the jungles or the oceans. Mr., you don't believe in global warming? I believe in global melting. I believe it more than they do. Melting. So you don't believe in saving the planet? The planet cannot be saved. The planet is dying. Same thing that's happening to your body is happening to the planet. It's just taking it longer. And this planet is not going to be saved. The Bible said that the elements are going to melt with fervent heat. Nothing on this planet is going to survive. God's going to fix it. He's going to create a new heavens and a new earth. The Bible even tells us exactly how it's going to happen. Something's going to happen to our sun. It's going to quit shining. And of course, you know that'd be the end of the earth. And apparently, you know, when that happens, I don't know, supernova, whatever's going to happen, enough heat's going to be generated till the very surface is going to melt. I'm glad I'm saved. Anybody here glad you're saved? I'm glad I'm saved. Not this is not a theory. What I just described to you is in the Bible in a dozen places. It will happen. It's just a matter of time. It's happening. Jesus didn't die for the planet. He died for the people.
That's right. Come on.
You.
That's right.
Me. Come on, can you say amen?
Amen?
Jesus gave His life. He shed His blood for you.
Yes.
for me. So never would he be involved in trying to convince you that you're an empty-headed, worthless idiot.
That's right.
Who would do that?
The devil.
That's the devil. The devaluer, the debaser. Now, go with me to, what is it? First Thessalonians, I think it is. No, 1 Timothy, excuse me. 1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy 4. Verse 12, it says, let no man despise your youth, but be an example of the believers in word, conversation, love, spirit, faith, purity. Timothy, obviously, was a younger individual. He was a youth, young. And the Spirit of God, not just Paul, but the Spirit of God through Paul, said, don't let anybody despise you because you're young. Now, how would that work? That would be somebody trying to convince Timothy he could not do the job. He couldn't be the pastor, the leader. He couldn't do the spiritual work because he's too young and too inexperienced and too ignorant and too this and that. And the Spirit of God said, don't let anybody do that to you. Titus 2:15 says it again, let no man despise you. And some years ago, I thought when I heard this, how can I keep somebody from despising me? If they want to think ill of me and despise me, how can I keep them from doing that? And then I realized eventually, that's not what he's telling you. I can't control what that other person thinks or says about me, but I don't have to receive their valuation of me, for me. Come on, can you see this? I don't have to, just because they think little of me doesn't mean I have to think little of me. Just because they call me a name or slander me or demean me doesn't mean I have to see myself through their eyes. I can still value myself even though they don't value me. That'll make you secure. That'll make you strong. That'll make you usable. Can you see the Spirit? Why the Spirit of God is saying, don't let anybody do that. And they say, well, you can't do that. You hadn't been this, and you hadn't been to school, and you hadn't been in the ministry, and you're so young, and you don't know. He's saying, don't let that get in you. What should Timothy be saying? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. My age got nothing to do with it. God's bigger than all that, and everything I need, He has given me. And they may just look at me and think, you know, young and wet behind the ears, but that ain't how God sees me, and it's not how I see me. Say it out loud, let no man despise you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God who gives me